In Beijing, trade talks between China and America ended with a warning carried by the official Xinhua news agency that any agreements reached on trade and business between the two countries will be void if Washington implements tariffs. A visiting delegation led by U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross had negotiated for 2 days with Chinese counterparts led by Vice Premier Liu He. America has said it wants to reduce its $375 billion deficit with China by ending what it says are unfair practices, including Chinese subsidies for high-tech industries and theft of American intellectual property. China has said it is willing to buy more from the U.S., a point that was reiterated in the Xinhua statement. After negotiations in Washington last month, it appeared that the two sides had reached consensus on how to move forward.
From China's point of view, trade is something we can discuss because we know America's huge deficit is something that cannot continue. We are willing to compromise. We can sit down and reach agreement. Both sides won't get all they wanted, but by avoiding dispute, we both benefit.
Yet in spite of the apparent agreement in Washington, America then said it would move ahead with 25% tariffs on some $50 billion of imports from China. China responded by saying it was not afraid of a trade war.
China is not the only country disputing trade with America. Last Friday, President Donald Trump also angered America's allies by imposing tariffs on imports of aluminium and steel from the EU, Mexico and Canada.
While the three traditional partners have already vowed retaliation, Chinese experts say their country's disagreement with the US is about more than just trade, and America is not being honest about its aims. Low-cost consumer imports from China, such as clothes and toys, are being exempted from US tariffs, which America says it will instead levy on high-tech goods like semiconductors and electric vehicles.
This is not purely about trade. I think it's very likely America has a strategy which is to impede China's progress in high-tech and prevent it challenging American dominance in the field tomorrow. But China's policy of developing high-tech is a national priority. It is not open to discussion and it will not change.
Addressing the Chinese Academy of Sciences, President Xi Jinping last week called for efforts to build China into a world leader in science, technology and innovation. Stephen Rebay, Press TV, Beijing.